With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump today signing an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Here's Bob Agnew.
President Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put the duties of 10% on all imports from China and 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. The move fulfills Mr. Trump's campaign promise, but also raises the prospect of increased prices for American consumers. However, the White House says the order includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate, as they threaten to do. Bob Agnew, Washington.
For the second time in 2 days, a deadly plane crash in the eastern United States. This time, all six on board are dead. One person on the ground has been killed when that aircraft went down shortly after takeoff in Philadelphia. Also, at SRNNews.com, investigators are not speculating on the cause of the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot and current commercial airline pilot. He says one of the key moments prior to the collision was the late warning from the tower to the Army training crew.
The late call out to the helicopter, do you see the airliner? Because when you merge targets like this, you will get a collision warning on your radar, but because the helicopter is assuming responsibility for visual clearance of the airliner, that relieves the air traffic controller of his responsibility to maintain that clearance.
U.S. military conducting coordinated airstrikes against Islamic State operatives earlier today in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes were directed by President Trump and coordinated with Somalia's government. This is SRN News. Well, a legal victory concerning a whistleblowing doctor in the state of Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a much higher dose than used as an abortion drug. This is SRN News. Well, a Mexican startup tackles plastic waste by converting it to fuel.
A startup in Mexico is trying to help get a handle on one Gulf Coast city's plastic waste problem by converting it into gasoline, diesel, and other fuels. With less than 10% of the world's plastics being recycled, PETGAS's idea is that rather than letting discarded plastic become waste, it can become productive again as fuel. PETGAS developed a machine in the port city of Boca del Rio that uses pyrolysis, a thermodynamic process that heats plastics in the absence of oxygen, breaking it down to produce gasoline, diesel, kerosene, and paraffin. Ron Taylor reporting.
South Carolina putting a third inmate to death in 4 months as it goes through a backlog of prisoners exhausting their appeals while the state couldn't find lethal injection drugs. Marion Bowman Jr. was executed yesterday. He was convicted of murder in the shooting death of a friend. More details at SRNNews.com.